talked about this at the dinner table, is these bugs that have filmy wings and are supposed to catch mosquitoes. They dart around and hover.
Mosquito, yeah, oh, my mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk, uh-huh. Yeah. And I asked you, didn't I, whether you ever heard it called a snake doctor?
No.
Did I ask you?
No.
In the North Georgia, and farther north, they call them snake doctors.
What, them mosquito hawk?
Yes, wherever they see one, they think there's a snake there.
Okay, there have been plenty of snakes around here, because we've had plenty of them anyhow. Always wheel a rig, find one every now and then, all kinds.
The other day I saw one near Sumner on the road. I swear he was that thick. It wasn't too long, but and he was a whole light color.
They have a chicken snake, and it gets pretty good size, especially if you eat something. I've seen them without that long, though.
Mm-hmm.
They call white oak snake or a chicken snake.
White, I'll bet you this was it.
And they get out long, but they no harm in them.
Mm-hmm.
Only they have seen them getting in hen nests, and when they used to set hens, some guy and get half of the eggs out, they eat them, swallow them.
So they eat the eggs, huh?
Yeah, they swallow them. Catch rats and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A good thing to have around in cribs where they keep the corn at. Same as a cat, catch rats.
Good cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I told the boy to hold the son down there this morning, don't want to just tear an old cattle gap out and down there around the house, down there. Yes, I think he said, and down there hooking the chain around a piece of cement down there, he said, and when they pulled it out, there were four or five of them little rascals down there about that long under there. Well, he said, I just tucked my hand over down there. I said, well, he wasn't no more than a lizard. He wouldn't hurt you no way. He said, yeah, make me hurt myself, though.
Yeah.
I knew there ain't no harm in them, but now I don't want to stick my hand around.
Yeah, there's something that's just
yeah.
Kind of...
You move you where you want to move or not.
I guess you get you riled up somehow. And when you see flying insects that build dirt nests.
Dirt dauber. Yeah.
Do they sting?
No, don't. Somebody said they would, but I don't know whether they will or not. I don't know
what's the thing that looks like them?
Wasp. They have a wasp. That looks about like.
They definitely sting.
Yeah, they're definitely.
Dirt dauber sting, yeah.
I don't think he will.
Sure, he wasn't a wasp.
No, he was down the ground.
Oh,
I see.
He was
a big
wasp thing, yes, sir. He was upset down. When he stung me on the air, there more than the other day on road. I got a mower go right round and around anywhere you want to turn it. Hit that line with the clothesline out there, and the pipe goes across there fast, and I hit that post stand up there, I jarred the line, the hole in the other end, they build a nest in there. Well, that time I'd gone away from it before he hit me back of the air. I said, well, I know where he is. I just drove on up a little further and stopped, got off the mower. I saw him flying around there. Well, they went back in there. I went on and got me some gasoline, done away with him right there.
Yeah, they really hurt,
though. Yeah, he hurt. That thing hurt. Well, like he cut a piece out of there.
Yeah. Okay, and the nuts that ripen underground, they're called peanuts now, but in the old days, what did you used to call them?
Tenders. Yeah.
They still call them goobers.
Yeah, heap of them call them that.
I've seen ads on the road, good for goobers.
Yeah.
Certain fertilizer, you know.
Yeah.
Chufas are something different, aren't they?
Yeah, chufas is something on the oil of nut grass.
I see.
It goes under the ground and they got a leaf, looks about like nut grass coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good feed for turkeys, birds, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good feed.